You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Liberal Thoughts, and I'm Julia.
And I'm Alex. And welcome back.
Yeah, you may have previously known us as Dumpster Boys or Wine Moms, but we're back. We rebranded ourselves, turning over a new leaf on the radio end of things. Sorry, I was trying to say something, you had your mouth open. Yeah, basically what we're planning on doing here, playing some tunes, talking about some important political issues and current events also. So that's why my parents aren't tuned in. Fun fact.
Hey, but you know what? I can't do this, but pretty much, I'm surprised that Lisa and Vin aren't tuning in, because, you know, you have to know both sides before you make an opinion.
I wholeheartedly agree with that sentiment. But, you know, that's just not how our political climate is these days, so you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. Anyway, so up first, we have a track called Good As Hell by Lizzo, mm-hmm. an Alex Goler pick.
Yeah. Recently, there was a whole article spread on her done by the New York Times, because, she has this whole unique style, she came out of nowhere, and, like, she's slowly, like, she's making a her print on the music scene.
I dig that. And then after that, we're gonna have a song called Sick Feeling by Boy Pablo, because quite honestly, the current political climate gives me a very sick feeling. All right, here we go.
to let you go, my dear, 'cause I was not prepared to let you go.
Hello, sorry, the whole, it's gonna be, it's like really difficult for me to switch back and forth between stuff right now because the monitors aren't working, so it's a little, it's gonna be a little shaky, might be some gaps, but anyway, on to the namesake of our show, our liberal thoughts.
Exactly, so, here we go. So, pretty much, I'm sure most of you are aware that, there was the Christine Blasey Ford and Brett Kavanaugh hearing this week.
Yeah.
It was a big oof.
A big oof. Quite an oof, if I do say so myself. Yeah. Yikes.
It was, you know, everything really came to a head. The whole Me Too movement. The Trump presidency and Supreme Court nomination all rolled up into one. It's really a good indication of the turmoil in our country right now.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And, although... at least, you know, it was an improvement. Well, not really an improvement, but it reflects what happened back in 1991 with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas.
Exactly.
But,
And many people didn't believe her then, and people aren't believing Christine Blasey Ford now, but they should be believed. Really should be. Like, I hate when people say, like, oh, like, they're just making it up for attention. Like, why would you want to, like, subject yourself to that kind of thing? Like, no. People are coming out because these are really topical, pertinent issues, and they want to make sure that, like, that they get justice. Like, sorry about it.
And it's not only that. Like, Christine Blasey Ford, she came forward because she feels like she has an obligation to her country because...
Exactly. She can't let someone who's like that hold that much power. You can't, like, you just can't do that.
And especially, you know, he's, most likely he is a conservative judge, so he will be a conservative justice, and that can put certain rulings in,
exactly.
He can overturn certain rulings, like, Roe v. Wade,
he has the power to do that, yeah.
And especially when these sorts of allegations come out about the mistreatment of women, it really shows that,
like, what kind of things he's going to be voting for in the future.
And there shouldn't be someone on the Supreme Court who mistreats half of the population.
quite honestly. I mean, I think that's the real tea right there. But, you know, it'd be like that, I guess. Yeah.
Which is terrible. But, you know, at least it goes to show that at least there is an FBI investigation underway because of Senator Jeff Flake, who had a last-minute reversal.
I mean, thank God for that, but...
And, like, it's just really interesting because most of the Republicans were just... They saw this as, like, a partisan smear campaign against Brett Kavanaugh, but...
It's so much more than that.
Exactly, like, and the things that Lindsey Graham said, the way he reacted...
I know, ugh.
And, ugh. Like, even, you know, just the way Kavanaugh handled himself at the hearings, the way he asked, like, Senator Amy Klobuchar if she had been ever blackout drunk after she questioned him.
Sometimes I can't formulate my thoughts on these issues, like, when I'm talking about them, because I just get so heated and so passionate that I'm just kind of like, just kind of standing there like, that's me right now when I hear him asking that kind of question. She is not the one that's on trial. She's not the one that is, like, you know, has her future as a justice being, like, threatened because of these allegations coming out against her. That's all on him. He should not be the one asking the questions in the middle of a trial or a hearing. Like, whatever. That's the tea.
And also his angry and, like, his angry demeanor, like, all that vitriol that he was giving off, that's, like, not how you conduct yourself during a serious hearing. Like, this woman, like, Dr. Blasey has nothing to gain from coming forward and from doing all this, but she also, like, as a survivor, she conducted herself so well, with so much grace.
It's not an easy thing to do, to go up and stand there in front of the entire country and talk about your story like that. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do it so well and so gracefully. And then he's up there trying to defend himself by just pushing the questions off on the people that are questioning him. That is so, like, that's just so inappropriate.
No respect for the Senate committee, no respect for Democrats, no respect for women, and a lot of people believe, like, don't really understand, like, the purpose of the Me Too movement, and, like, don't understand how powerful and important it is, and, like, this hearing just goes to show that, like, we really do need these movements, because there are still inconsistencies in our society.
100%. Just because the movements exist doesn't mean that, like, everything is taken care of, and that everything's fine. We still need, there's still justice that needs to be served. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, stay tuned for some more thoughts. Up next, we've got a classic indie trash bop, Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Mm-hmm. Mm, gets me going. Love it.
A good one.
Yeah. Enjoy. And then after that, we have Carry Me Back by Mild High Club. Okay, hello. We were going to play another song, but the cables are being a little wonky, so we're going to take another little talking break first while I switch those out. So, Alex, I believe you have something to say about the current state of our democracy?
Yes, I do. So, yeah, we're going to jump right into it. So, pretty much, my liberal thoughts are that, shut up.
Sorry, I love that. You know, before when we came in here, the people that were in here before us, they came out of the room and they said, are you guys liberal thoughts? And I was like, yeah, we are. And they were so, like, excited about it. Like, it was cute. Like, we honestly made, like, some new little friends because of our radio show name. So,
exactly.
Check us out.
Because it has a perfect mix of, like, politics and meme culture.
Politics and meme culture. Exactly. That's everything I am, all in one thing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that's ideal. Actually, maybe we save the democracy talk. I feel like it's going to be a long one.
Yeah. But, like, just, like, a little preview. We're going to have, a nice long chat about the state of our present democracy.
Yeah, so anyway, any of our current listeners, then, feel free to chime in via some some whatever. Liberal thought. Via some, well, or it doesn't have to be a liberal thought, yeah, just any thought on the state of the... Yes, all opinions welcome.
Conservatives are welcome. We love hearing all opinions.
Yeah, so feel free to send us a little message about your thought on the current state of our democracy. That was not the most coherent way to say that, but you know what? Concussion, dude. It's not on me. Wait, I was going to say something, I forget. Whatever, anyway, Carry Me Back, My Mild High Club is next, followed by 1999 Wildfire by America's favorite boy band, Brockhampton. This is off their new stuff that they just dropped. Mm-hmm. Very, very exciting. All right, let's see.
My places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la.
Two-wanted on the jacket like Magic Johnson. Got a couple chains off Slauson. Silhouette looking like Charlie's Angels. I lose up with a drip of sangria. White, that's real life, ain't that serious. Love with a double burned up like Leia. Make me wanna check my blood pressure. Am I being too obvious? I got a crush, it's nothing else. I swear it's nothing else. Wake up feeling like Adriana Lima. Waving my feet, yo, right up by the beamer. Do my dance like ooh la la. When she drug like oh my god. Make me sweat like exercise. Double up and shaking fries.
I heard a call from the mountaintop Joba. So I put my cloak on and I walked. Coined the peasant in the grasslands with a wand. Cast my spells with some peasants, now we roam. We left our shanties in the village with nowhere to go. Just a group of outcasts with the gift of hope. Well, now we're eating grapes and the finest cheese. Achieving wisdom from the wizards we once tried to be. Now all the people from my village want to come with me. The thing with magic is you cannot have it if you don't believe. You did not believe, they did not believe. You can tell me things, this was all foreseen. You're not one with me. I bought a horse with the shillings that you took and then gave back to me. I met the queen that you praised so much, she's into me. I bought a castle in the shire with the moat and the catapult. I keep it clean with my medieval.
My hands up, I let go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la. My hands up, I let go. My mouth is getting cold. I know they come and go. La 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 la. My wrist is stuck on froze. Places that I can't go. Niggas that I don't know. La 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 la.
Dream for a nigga like me to show up like this. Why you gotta hate looking at my pace? With your face screw, hope it gets stuck like this. Never even care to appear or hit my career. Trust me, you don't gotta touch my shit. Pulling every card out the cuff, no bluff. It's enough to discuss, I won't be the one to rush that shit. Couldn't crush my gift, even if I'm in 1,000 pieces. Listening to menaces, I pledge allegiance to my every weakness, why they spread their secrets. Call my G's facetious, but they can't believe this. So they act like the world shouldn't know about me. All I know is they wanted to move without me. How they used to doubt me, but you can't renounce me like
la, 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 la. No pressure,
Alright, anyway, that last track was 1999, Wildfire by Brockhampton, America's favorite boy band. That song gives me, like, intense Outkast vibes. So, I don't know, I love it because of that. It's good. It's good content. Anyway, as you were saying about the current state of American democracy, Alex?
Oh.
Did you pull up sources for this?
No, I read
some. Attacking point, but that's smart.
Yeah. So, pretty much, like... So, Julia, how would you define democracy?
How would I define democracy? I mean, basically, it's the ultimate goal is to make sure that you're giving every person that's a part of the society a say in what's going on and whatever is happening. Why is my computer being stupid? Okay, sorry, fix that. But yeah, that's the ultimate purpose of it, is to make sure that everyone is having a say and so that everyone has an equal opportunity to make sure that they can say what they want to say as well. And that's definitely not the case in our current climate, I think. I don't know about you. How would you define democracy, Alex?
Well, like, pretty much what you said, everyone has input as to, like, how our government functions, how the government works for you.
Yeah.
And
it's not just, like, input. It's just, it's also having the equal opportunity to express that input.
That is true. But that's also, like, we have several major issues going on in our country right now. But that reminds me.
Understatement of the year goes to Alex Goler.
But, like, especially with, like, even giving that input, there was a Voter Registration Act. I don't know all of my details. I'm not an expert. But that was part of it was repealed because several lawmakers believed that it was, like, quote-unquote, not needed anymore, as if our country is some sort of in some post-racial period at the moment.
All right.
Which is concerning, because then several southern states, especially specifically South Carolina, began to pass a bunch of, like, little like policies here and there to make it harder for people in, like, predominantly black communities to vote.
No, there's so many issues with voter disenfranchisement right now. I know that they like to pretend that those don't exist and that was mostly a thing of the past, but, like, just because, like, I mean, we are in, like, a modern era doesn't mean that those issues still don't exist. A lot of that comes from voter IDs, and we see that kind of stuff on campus too. At the post office now, like, they require you to have, like, a state ID as opposed to just your student ID. Which isn't fair, because there are a lot of people, not, like, a lot of people, but, like, there are definitely people on this campus that don't have that. Whether it just be because of where they live, where they grew up, whatever, they don't have a state ID. So that's not fair, and that's a form of disenfranchisement, and that's what they have going on in just voting in general. They require you in certain states now to present some form of ID like that, so that they can prevent voter fraud, but, like, voter fraud isn't as big as an issue as they like to make it out to be. The bigger issue is definitely preventing people that have the right to vote from doing that and exercising that right.
Well, definitely. And I just want to add, with what they're doing on campus at the post office, it's not only if you don't have a government-issued ID, like, let's say the name on your driver's license or whatever it is different than on your student ID, because certain people, like, if you're from, like, another country or just, like, based on, like, preferred names, your preferred name is on your student ID, which may not be on your government-issued ID, and if those don't match, then you can't pick up your mail.
Yeah, that's also, it's not inclusive to all people. Not fair.
Exactly. Our current administration likes to believe that voter fraud is, like you said, a more
it's definitely an overinflated issue. I'm not saying it's not a problem. It definitely occurs in some places, but it's really not the biggest problem on our hands, nor is it even something I just don't really think that that's what we need to be focusing our energy on right now.
Yeah, I do believe that we do have bigger fish to fry.
Like, dude, people in Flint have not had clean water for, like, years now. Years. Yet we're all, like, freaking out about, like, that. Whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to the state of our democracy, I feel like a central issue that we are dealing with right now is the sense of truth in our country is just very muddled.
Yeah.
And I think that leads to a lot of disagreements in the country, because based on, like, where people get their news, they have a different sense of what the truth is, and because for everyone the facts are different, there isn't a common ground, and if people don't have a common ground or, like, the same facts they can consult, it's impossible to get on the same page.
Yeah. Actual, like, transparency in media is definitely something that, and, like, is definitely something that isn't, it's not common these days, and also just, like, when there isn't that sort of transparency in media, it just leads to a greater distrust among people and among the government. Which is not really the recipe for a high-functioning democracy like we technically should have. That's all I have to say on that part, but...
Exactly, and, like, I'm not saying, I don't want to point fingers. It's, like, no one's fault specifically. Just, I personally believe that the system is broken. Back in the day, like, you know, in the 70s, they had, like, what, Charlie Rose or something. Everyone
Charlie Rose, everyone.
Like, everyone, but see, everyone got their news from the same, like, one or two stations. Everyone would turn into the news at, like, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, whatever. And so, people had different opinions, but it was based on the same facts, so people could make sense of it and, like, grow from it. Whereas, like, now, like,
depending on where you look, you're gonna get a completely different story. And, like, the way that they frame the issues, like, maybe in cases where, like, they may present the same facts. Sometimes they definitely don't. But in other times, when they do, they frame it in ways that are completely different and so incredibly biased that you really can't distinguish, like, what's true and what isn't, which is definitely a problem.
Exactly. Or I think there's also a lot of issues with how much time media sources spend time discussing a certain topic, because there are some things in the news that are just overly emphasized. And, like, yes, like, they're important, but there are also, like, other issues
that don't receive the proper attention that they deserve.
Exactly. And I feel like a lot of those issues, like, affect everyone in the same way. And so if people also got a taste of that, it would also help to unite people. Whereas, like, personally, on, like, things like MSNBC, it's always something about Trump. And something about the Trump administration, you know, the new scandal, like, you know, there's one, like, every, like, 7 seconds. And not that that stuff isn't important.
Because it is. But also, at what, like, it just gets to a point where it's, like, it's not news anymore, you know?
Well, because it just gets ratings, and see,
that's what it's, yeah. The fact that that industry is, yeah, it's more focused on making profit and getting reviews or getting views as opposed to actually being a reliable source of news content for the public. And that's definitely something, like, the role that the media plays in democracy is really, really heavy and really, really strong. And the fact that the news sources themselves aren't as reliable as they used to be is definitely a problem.
And it's just, I feel like there haven't been any actions to, kind of, I'm not, saying, like, the media needs to be reined in, but, I'm just surprised that these companies don't feel like they have a moral, like, some sort of moral obligation to at least try to be as truthful as possible, because they know their role in polarizing the country, and yet they continue to do it, and I think that they just think, they believe that, like, the more, like, blow-ups there are on their station, the more they talk about Trump, the more ratings they're gonna get, the more money they're gonna get, and they don't really seem to take into account how they're affecting America.
I mean, yeah, I feel like you pretty much summed it all up in that one. Also, wow, I feel like we've been talking for a while, and we also didn't do the middle of the show ID, so you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Liberal Thoughts. I'm Julia.
And I'm Alex.
Sorry, the way I said that, it just reminded me of Parks and Rec, like, on, like, their Pawnee radio station or whatever. I don't know, I felt like I sounded like the guy, I can't remember his name. Dairy Merbles, I think was his name.
Sure.
Something like that. Anyway, that was irrelevant. Up next, we've got Shadow Man by No Name. I love No Name. Her new album, Room 25, got some bops. This song's not from that album, but it's still really good. And after that, we have Lucy by Still Woozy.
Stand up. Bless the night and the day, God. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night and the day, darkness keep you well.
Shadow man, shadow box, dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claimed by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers at my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Here I stand in front of a college dropout, but her music was a church, we on spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in the lane, she read on my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close to heaven. Baby claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table. My funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Preach, church, tabernacle, Tallahassee sunshine. Southern is my bloodline, we know it'll come time to go. And though I leave like alumni, I'm lying like a lullaby and quiet like my tongue tight alone. Bury me in satin, tell the pastor, say this ashes, sat in class with me, who? First row. And if ashes turn to ashes, then I'm back in my first form with a dust storm, with a corn and coat. Morbid or late, Lord give, Lord take. Viva la morte, mortal man. Less love, more hate, more like mortician. We meet our fate, funeral home looking like a home that I used to live in. You wasn't supposed to go so soon, I took it for granted. Maybe we'll meet the next life, maybe another planet. Open my soul, but then it'll end with an open casket.
Tippy toe on a tightrope. Leaning on green, every go be a dice roll. I'm fiending the feline, who mine said a feenie. I got two packs fools. Gold on my gun line, they got rich out. My tongue sticky, throwing the tightrope. Cleaning my grievances, as a lay heathen. I set black allegiance shot, never believing y'all. System, I needed more. And I done went figured over with the finger roll, landed wrong, split my head and start leaking songs. And them words, yeah, them words, they make a nigga live forever. Black with them birds, my heart stay lighter than the feather. It's gonna be niggas booming at my funeral. Tell them play Metro booming at my funeral. St. Louis taught me death could be your neighbor. Stay awake, don't take the family for granted. Better days away.
Bless the night again. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night again. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night again. Darkness keep you well. Thank you.
Paint the sky like a photo, yeah. And baby, we should never know, but if we don't, if we won't try. We could live a life full of color. If you won't, let me know. We'll escape through pigeon hole. It's our world, so go, girl, let's get it on.
Well, I know that.
Sorry, I'm the worst, and I get caught up in conversations sometimes. we're just going to go right into music. Up next, we've got Wannabe by The Internet, and then after that is Electric You by Kid Bloom. I don't know. Electric You's got some... It's got some very, like, 80s-ish vibes. I remember the first time I heard it, like, I thought it was, like, legit, and then I was like, oh, wait, no. This is quite new.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, here you go.
My mind. to.
Talk to me, baby. Nothing else I think I would rather do right this time.
Can't be those teas and go.
Time I need a fix, I can get it. It seems it could be a bit. Every time I need a fix, I can get it. It seems it could be a bit. Every time I need a fix, I can get it. It seems it could be a bit. Every time I need a fix, I can get it.
Alright, so that was Electric You by Kid Bloom. We've only got a couple minutes left, unfortunately. So, Alex, do you have anything you wanted to say?
Well, we just wanted to go over like what we're thinking about talking about for next week.
Yeah, so it's episode 2, which means Second Amendment, baby.
Yep, all that fun stuff. That is also a very heated debate in our country at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the Parkland kids going around with they're touring the country trying to get young people to sign up and vote. So, yeah, that's another reminder. Sign up and vote, everyone.
Yeah, midterms are coming up, and it's a super, super crucial election. A lot of the work I'm doing with College Dems right now is focused on that. We're doing lots of canvassing, lots of phone banking, voter registration tabling. So yeah, actually, if you are listening and you actually go here, which I feel like is not happening, but, you know, just in case, there's going to be a voter registration table in Farrinon every day, 11 to 1. Stop on by, please. Super, super important election. It's really going to change the landscape of how things play out for the next couple of years. So,
well, I just also want to emphasize that even though our show is called Liberal Thoughts, we encourage all political opinions, and so vote even if...
Yes, I'm not just saying vote if, like, you align with our views. I'm saying vote regardless of your viewpoint, because your vote really does matter and your opinions do matter.
Exactly, and we have the privilege to vote.
We do.
Country. And, you know, there are so many instances around the world of, like, rigged elections and, like, untruthful elections. And, you know, everyone has, like, a little bit of a voice. And it doesn't take that much to just go out and do it. So, no matter your opinion, just, like, go out and do it. It feels good to know that, like...
To actually know that you're having a say in everything that goes on. Like, it seems like it's minuscule and stuff, but...
Totally. Every vote counts.
Yeah.
Like, every penny counts.
It's true. It's true.
It's like those coin jars, you know? They add up.
I know. You've told me many times about your coin jars, in which you just take jars and jars and then we get, like, a couple $100 out of them.
Exactly. So, you know what? Your votes, like, do matter.
Yeah, your votes will add into that nice couple $100 that Alex gets, so.
So.
Yeah, please do that. Really, really important. Exactly. Democracy can't function without it.
Exactly. So, alright.
Alright.
I guess that's our cue.
Yeah, so, alright. Do you want to...
Alright, I'll...
You want to do
this? So, yeah. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Alex.
And I'm Julia. This has been Liberal Thoughts. Tune in next week.